This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes, urging you to take just a few minutes out of what no doubt is a very busy day for you, and take just a little while to think about God, to think about your soul, to think about what you're doing with your life. I want to bring you a lesson from the Word of God based upon Numbers chapter 13 and 14, which has to do with the account of the Israelites after they had been delivered from Egyptian bondage and brought to the very threshold of the land of Canaan. The 12 spies had gone into the land and had returned. 10 of them gave an evil, pessimistic report, saying that the people of God were unable to go into the land and take it because of the walled cities and the people were giants. And the whole nation rises in an uproar, all with the exception of 2 men, Caleb and Joshua, and nominate a captain, a leader, to bring them back to Egypt into the bondage that would have been waiting for them there. But Caleb stood up and steeled the people and urged them to recognize that they could go up at once and possess it because they were well able to overcome. I began last time a series of studies on marks of a great man of God, and I'm using Caleb for that basis. I just mentioned at the close of our study last time the point that he was great because he had faith in God, not in himself. The Bible teaches in Numbers chapter 14, verses 6 to 9, that Caleb was pleading with the people, in effect, to lean upon the power of God and not to look at the situation in life from the facilities or powers that were available only from a human standpoint. I know there are likely many of you who are listening to my voice today are living your life without God. You're living your life simply upon the way things appear to you. You're not in the knowledge of the Word of God. You do not know what God has told you to do with your life. But I want to urge you to turn to the Bible. And in doing so, you'll be turning to God and to the Lord Jesus Christ. And to find out what it teaches. What it teaches you to do with your life. And to live that way. You can have a great life. Just as Jesus promised in Mark chapter 10, that no one who chooses to follow Him can lose in the matter. No matter how much sacrifice you make in order to become a Christian, Jesus said you'll receive 100-fold more now in this life and in the world to come, eternal life. And so it is with Caleb. He is pleading with the people to have faith in God and not in themselves. Caleb himself exhibited the fact that he had great faith in God's wisdom. There are men, even religious leaders, who do not have confidence in God's wisdom. It is true they may read the Bible, they may even know what it says, but they do not really trust in it. When the Bible teaches there is one way, when Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, they do not really believe that, though they may give lip service to it, because they believe that any human being may conjure up, imagine, dream up his own religion, start his own church, his own plan of salvation, his own way of worship, and be just as pleasing to God as if he followed what the Bible teaches. But Jesus makes clear this is not the case. Paul, writing in 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 6, said that you should learn not to go beyond the things that are written. God gave us the Bible in order that we could know what to do to be saved and to stay saved. In fact, Jesus himself said in John 8:32, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Not something else, not a falsehood, not a mere human doctrine, but only the doctrine of Jesus Christ. Now, Caleb was great because he had faith in the wisdom of God and not in the wisdom of men. I find people who are very much impressed by the academic degrees of human beings. I've been privileged to go to school myself. But I can say with all of my heart that human wisdom is nothing in comparison with the wisdom of Almighty God. We must not trust in men. They can mislead us, but God will not mislead us. We must go to the Bible, check up on everything that anyone has said to us regarding the will of God, and see if it really is taught in the Word of God. But our time is gone for today. I'm glad you've been with us. I hope you'll be back next time. Until then, may God bless and keep you, is my sincere prayer.